Right, welcome back everyone. So this is our last.
This is our last module for the day. And
But yeah.
It's a good one. It's, you know, where do we go next?
Where do we go next? So if you've been confused, if you've been very new to Office 365, but you're willing to try this one out, you're willing to try Office 365 out, but you don't know what to do, this module is for you. We're going to share a few more things as well. Now, we will try and be slow on this, and if you've got any questions, please, once again, feel free to send them, and then we'll try and answer those. Now, so a few things that I want to cover here. Where can you find resources to help you with Office 365? Also, I want to introduce you to Partners in Learning Network. If you're new to it, I want to talk about it. And I want to talk about the impact that it has on teacher professional development. It's a great site. It's a site that is growing every day. It's a site for teachers, built by teachers, and teachers contribute resources every day.
Is there a jargon buster in it?
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Did you write that?
I'll also want to refer to the 30-day trial deployment process. That's the guide, and I'll show you where it is on the PowerPoint deck. the link is there, and other sources of help. Now, on your screen, you will see this is what I call the one-stop shop for
my old friend Ollie Bray on there on the front of the screen.
Really?
Yes, from Scotland, head teacher at King Gussie High School.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, school principal.
So that's the landing page for the Partners in Learning Network, which is the one-stop shop for Microsoft Education resources. So most of the things that we do in education are there, including Office 365. So that is the landing page, as you can see. That's a screenshot. In fact, I will go to the live site. But all you need to do is to type www.peel-network.com. And it will take you there. In fact, I can do it quickly now, show you what a site looks like. It's PIL Network. There it is. This is the place to go if you want to find resources, including Office 365 resources, if you want to find lessons. If you want to find connections, if you want to connect with other teachers. Okay, there it is. Oh, no. Did I lose it? Oh, no. Sorry.
We've got the link address there on the screen as well, haven't we?
Yes. Yeah. But, yeah. There it is.
Hey.
Microsoft Partners in Learning. There is a flashing window that's always, you know, informing us of, you know, new events.
Like a live tile.
Live tile, yes. And lots of other things as well. In fact, I'll go through that as I help you create a profile. But that's the live site. But what's the Partners in Learning Network? Going back to my presentation, this is the network that is a global online resource. So that's important. It's a global, so teachers from all over the world, you find them there. And you find a community. It's a community for educators and school leaders as well. So there are different sections, as I'll show you. And this is a place where we encourage people to collaborate, to work together on projects and create some amazing stuff. Now, what can teachers do on the network? You can, as I said, you can find tools, you can find software. There's a pack of software called the Learning Suite. This is software that you download onto your PC, and you don't require a license for that. Things like Movie Maker, SongSmith, AutoCollage. In my training, in my digital storytelling workshops, I use the Learning Suite for kids to create stories, digital stories. So you can download that for free. In terms of support, you get tutorials and professional development guides. So what kind of tutorials? Let's say you've downloaded Movie Maker and you don't know what it is, you don't know how it works. You can also download a tutorial in video format of how to use Movie Maker. More than that, you can download a lesson, a classroom-based lesson, a lesson done by a teacher. And again, once again, you know, it might be a lesson from China and you're in South Africa. You may have to adapt a few things so that the lesson suits your curriculum needs. But, you know.
There's a huge wealth of resources on there, aren't there, from all over the world.
Absolutely.
And these are resources that have worked in classrooms as well.
Absolutely. What most teachers like about the network, again, is the fact that they can connect with their peers.
Sure.
You can connect, let's say, if you know a teacher by name, just like it happened with most social media. You can connect with somebody if you know their name, if you know maybe their email address, you can just type it, and I'll show you how to do that, and you can connect with them. You can connect with people by schools. If you know a name of a school, maybe they're on the network, you can search for them and find them and find somebody from the school who's on the network and maybe do some projects,
with
them.
It's been a central thread running through the day, hasn't it? Connect.
Connect. Collaborate.
Create.
Yes. Yeah, I've talked about these are some of the tools you can possibly access. Any guess who's that guy on the
He's a handsome-looking dude, isn't he? I haven't got a clue. Is it Morgan Freeman?
Oh, no!
It's you,
Jay.
Victor.
Oh, yeah.
That's I knew that all
ago.
Along.
That's a few, day,
yeah?
few years ago. Anyway, but those are not my kids.
Well,
I've got girls.
You're a great dentist.
Okay. All right. So Windows Live Movie Maker, one of the tools you can possibly download. Once again, these are free, easy-to-use tools. And I use these tools a lot with my kids that I work with, kids that I train, and get them to create movies. You'll be amazed how much kids can produce with these tools, you know.
And it's it's a great record of achievement,
yeah.
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they create their own movies, take pictures, maybe download pictures from the internet, take pictures with their cell phone, combine those, and create their own movies. Movie Maker, great. Great tool that kids can use to create movies.
But it's actually interesting because movies can be a great assessment artifact, can't they? Rather than, say, write a test or do an essay on something, how about make a movie?
Yes.
Three of you, make a movie. Show us what you've learnt. And from the movie, you can assess the progress to
Absolutely.
See whether or not they've learnt.
And actually, that's what kids want to do.
It's all about cultural tools, isn't it? We are using tools that are culturally relevant to our young people, and so they're engaging with what we're trying to do with them.
Yeah, here's an example of a teacher called Nikki Wallace from St. Cyprian in Western Cape.
I know the school, yeah.
You know the school?
Yeah.
Yes, she got her kids to create an infomercial about HIV and AIDS. What another way for kids to create something,
sure.
you know.
And what a great way to learn about HIV/AIDS.
Yeah,
too.
If you say write an essay, they bored, it's not something that they want to do, but create a movie,
mm-hmm.
they jump to
straight
it.
Straight away,
yeah. Also, another teacher from Lesotho, I think this was, she was a winner last year, yeah, I think, at the Global Forum Awards, which was held in Prague, I think. And she created, she took this was a brilliant project. Yeah? You know, Julius Caesar, we all know about Julius
uh-huh,
Caesar.
Yes.
But then she got the kids at her school to act it out, you know?
Wow.
And the kids, you know, they shot
the movie
at the school, their own Julius Caesar. And another great way for kids to understand, you know,
sure, because I remember doing Julius Caesar at school, and we were reading the Shakespeare, and it was effectively the book. We had the book,
yeah.
And we were doing an exam on it, and we'd answer questions about what we'd understood by going through the book and analysing the text. Yeah?
Yeah.
But now, we're using culturally relevant tools to engage learners in a task, and it's effectively the same task. But how much more engaging is it?
And I mean, imagine, Julius Caesar set in Lesotho.
Et tu, Victor.
Yeah, and as King Mushweshwe in the steering role.
Ooh.
Yeah, how amazing is that? That was really, really creative and innovative. And autocollage, I don't know how many of you know about this one. Autocollage, I love this one too. Let's say you have a couple of pictures and you want to share a story on one frame, not having like a series of pictures. Yes. You can have one frame. This is a tool, once again, you can download it from the PIL network and allows you to create a one frame picture that tells a story.
Sure.
Another example of a teacher using SongSmith, another great tool. And I'll show you guys how to download all these tools. SongSmith, another great tool for kids to use to create songs. It's got inbuilt rhythms and tunes. All you need to do is to create the words to go with the tunes and then create your song.
But once you've created these artifacts, of course, you can store them up into SharePoint in Office 365, can't
Absolutely,
you?
Absolutely.
You can use your SharePoint group to store all these artifacts. Your OneNote workbooks are a great place to bring in all this material that's been created.
Absolutely. Right. Here's one teacher who used SongSmith in a creative way from the Northwest here in South Africa. Okay, how do you join the network? Let me go to the live sites, but that's what you will see the first time you go onto the network.
Sure.
That's what you'll see. So there are a few ways you can join the network. Let me go straight to the site. So that's what it looks like when you first enter the site. You'll have two buttons at the top. You'll have the join button and the sign in. So the join button is the button you click when you're new to the site. Sign in when you're already joined and then you're coming back to the site. Once again, this is in the cloud, eh?
Yay. Your own space in the cloud again.
Yeah.
Secure
every
and
piece
safe.
You pick up, you sign in, you're on the network, you see your stuff. All right, so I'll click join. So before I click join, actually, you'll see you've got tabs here: resources, hot topics, community, professional development for educators and for schools. So this is where you go, but you'll only have access to all of these after you've joined, as well
right.
as the free resources. So when you click join, this is what you will see. So there are five ways in which you can join the network. All it requires of you is an email address. We prefer, obviously, that you have a Microsoft email address. So could be Hotmail, could be Live, or you could have an Office 365 address. So if your school has signed up for Office 365, you can obviously use that. So, or if you've got Facebook, you can use Facebook or Google.
Right,
or
so
Yahoo.
Federated sign-in then.
So yeah. So this gives teachers a variety or more ways, or it makes it easier for teachers to sign up instead of having one entry point.
I think I joined with my Facebook.
With your Facebook?
I think
okay.
I did.
Yeah, right. So, and then obviously if you don't have any one of those five, you can create your own Microsoft account. Makes it easy for you to join. So if you click, let's say you want to join with your Microsoft account, it will ask you first up, what is your email address? Then you'll have to type victor@hotmail.com, whatever the case might be, and then type your password. And then after this, so this is not the real password. It's not a real email address. That's why it's doing that. But if you have a real email address, it will go from this stage to the next stage, where it will ask you to fill a form about yourself, complete a form about yourself, who you are, the name of the school that you teach. Very important, it doesn't ask of your cell phone. So just your email address, so that if there are like new events, new upcoming events, like new tools being shared on the network, so they can be able to send you an email. And then it will ask you of your school, name of your school, so that if there's any other person from another school who wants to connect with you, they can easily do so. And a few other things, but otherwise it takes 2 minutes for teachers to complete this, and then they'll be set. They'll be able to now download these tools, and I want to show you quickly how they can do that.
So it's just the sign-in gives them access
to
the whole range of resources that are in the partners in Learning Network.
That's right.
And they can then start you know, working, using those resources. And I suppose there are lots of things in there, aren't there, to do with using Office 365 in education. There are lots of teachers who are already using it, who are posting examples of how they're using it in the PIL network.
Absolutely, that's what this is all about.
A fantastic resource bank, if you want to learn more about how to use Office 365 in your classroom, is go to PIL, look on some of the commonly used terms or the tags on there, and look for Office 365, and you'll get, I would imagine, quite a few examples. I know the last time I was in there, there were lots and lots of different ways of using it in the classroom. So a great resource for that. Are we getting some joy here?
Yeah, sure. I'm on my account, as you can see.
Thought the dog had eaten your mouse for a minute.
There you go. My name up there, as you can see, and my picture there. That was when I was still a teacher. Oh, yes. So, resources. If you click on the resources tab, free tools. That's the section that I love. That's where you can keep up to speed with the new tools. When you go to new tools, this is where you can download these tools onto your computer. And most of them, you download once and use forever. Look at all the apps. 21st Century Learning Design app, great app for teachers. It's about 21st century, how to teach 21st century skills in the classroom. Autocollage, I talked about that. So and you can see there are tutorials. For example, autocollage, there are 111 tutorials.
On how to use it. Teachers who've
uploaded this, and they're sharing ways to use autocollage.
And what about
Look at the lessons, lessons that incorporate. These are not lessons based on autocollage, but you may find it's a geography lesson, it's a history lesson.
But the
teacher is using autocollage in that lesson.
Are there lists of the latest Windows 8 apps in there?
For your tablet, many. Too. Class Policy, it's a Windows 8 app. Corin Micro Plant.
Oh, that's a good Windows one. I've got that one on my Surface. It's a fantastic resource for biology lessons.
Yes. Many others as well.
There's the new
ChronoZoom.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's create book in there as well, which is a
good every time I go, I find new things, new tools.
Sure.
So there are new tools every day, new apps every day. So great stuff. Photo, Fresh Paint. So you've got lots and lots of Windows 8 apps. And most of them you download, install on your PC, and use offline. Most of them are like that. Yeah. Cool.
So what about tutorials for Office 365 then? Can we see any on the page there?
Okay, let's see. Tutorials. You can add the tutorial, by the way. You can add the tutorial for Office 365, but you can search learning activities. So for example, I think we can search under community. Hot topics. These are, as the name suggests, hot topics.
Sure.
These are topics related to teaching. And, famous topics, project-based learning, for example, accessibility, virtual learning environments. I think there was a question in the previous session about virtual learning environment, student voice, personalized learning, great topics, and you can follow those topics.
There was a question that came up from the previous session about the difference between a learning management system and a platform like Office 365.
Yes.
And I guess the way to answer that would be that a learning management system is very much focused on, first of all, on administering the learning. So therefore, there may be online assessment material in there, reporting tools. There would be tools in there that could help you analyze results, also manage teacher activity in the school in terms of classes and timetabling, homework returns. Whereas a platform like Office 365 is very much focused on learning activity through creativity. So it's creating things and collaborating, connecting with people more. I think that would be the answer to that question, certainly. The VLEs, the days of the old virtual learning environments, I think we've evolved away from using this term virtual, and we now use the term managed learning environment for something like Office 365, because it's a great learning environment and it's managed for each school tenancy, so that there is some sort of overall structure to it to work within.
You asked about tutorials.
Yes.
There it is. Office 365 overview tutorial. There you go. You can click there, learn more.
Sure.
There you go. So there are tutorials for Office 365.
Well, that's good.
Community, this is where you can find members and invite members to join you. You can join discussions that are going on. lots of discussions. You can search for discussions by topic or by people. If you know a name of a person who's on the network, you can type in their name on the search box, and if they've got a discussion, if they've set up a discussion, their discussion will pop up.
Just as we're going on here, it's probably good to say that there are a couple of polls that are online for those of you that are following the event today. Please take the time to take part in these polls and tell us what you think about today's course. Has it changed your opinion of Office 365? Have you found it helpful and useful? We'd really encourage you to give us some feedback on how you think we've done and how useful this has been to you. So please take part in the polls that are there if you're online at the moment. And please keep your questions coming in to us.
Absolutely. Professional development. Professional development, another very interesting site, useful site for teachers. You talked about kids earning badges.
Badges.
We have the same system on Office on the Partners in Learning Network. When teachers create resources, they earn badges.
Right.
So, and then you can the first link explains how that is done, and all of these. The next are courses that teachers can do online. This is a link to virtual university webinars, something similar to what we're doing today.
Sure.
You can click that and follow those, register.
So you get achievement badges when you complete these activities.
Of course. Teaching with technology, it's a course that you can do, and it certifies you to be an internationally recognized teacher who teaches with technology.
Sure.
Who can incorporate technology in lessons. In most countries, in South Africa, for a fact, and I know for most other countries, there aren't any certifications on that now based on teaching with technology. There's no certification that you can do that qualifies you to be a teacher who teaches with technology. So there's a great opportunity for teachers to register and do the course online and earn those badges. Obviously, they'll have got to, when they feel confident to do, so they'll do the content online. And when they feel confident to take up the exam, they'll go to a Prometric Center and do
sure.
the exams. Yeah.
So
you've
probably seen in your work the impact that using sources of advice like Partners in Learning to help people get to grips with platforms like Office 365. You've probably seen that they've been pretty profound or pretty dramatic. Would that be true?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's a great place to go to actually a one-stop shop almost if you're looking for information and advice on how to move forward with using Office 365 in education.
Absolutely. And one thing I can say is I think for the first time, teachers will be overwhelmed. If you're going to the site for the first time, you will be overwhelmed, that's for sure, because there's lots and lots of things going on. But I think if you take it easy, you learn a few things each day, you grow in confidence,
you'll get there.
You get there, yeah, absolutely, you get there, yeah. Windows in the Classroom, another online course that you can do, and it's a course that's based on Windows 8, how you can use Windows 8. Windows 8 tricks and tips, how you can use in the classroom, combined with some really nice apps.
Sure, okay.
Right, 21st Century Learning Design, I talked about this before. Global Forum 2014. This is about the forum that happened 3 weeks ago.
In Barcelona.
In Barcelona, yeah. And I'm sure in a couple of months' time, they will update the new information about the forum for next year, I think. Yeah, next year, sure. For educator site, this is a site where this is a section where you go to get more information about Partners in Learning for educators, how to become a Microsoft expert educator. In order to participate in the global forum, you should be certified as a Microsoft Expert Educator. What is a Microsoft Expert Educator? It's a selfless teacher who is willing to impact the world, is willing to share his knowledge to other teachers, willing to train other teachers, show them, not somebody who's holding on to his information, stuff, things that he knows. So if you want to become an expert educator, you stand a good chance to go to the World Forum. So if you click on that, it will take you to information for how to go there. Yeah.
Sure.
For schools, this is where you go if you want to leverage all the resources for schools. You've got quite a lot of things there. Become an innovative school. I think we've got a couple mentor schools in South Africa, partners in learning mentor schools, and some other schools who are applying to become mentor schools. Become a mentor school. So a mentor school is an innovative certified, Microsoft certified innovative school. They're doing some amazing things in their school. And there's always a misconception about innovative school. Most people think these are schools that are well-resourced, they've got computers, they've got beautiful labs, and most of the case, it's not the case. These are schools where, you know, they're maximizing their use of resources, and they're making the most of the few resources that they have.
Sure.
And the leadership is supportive and stuff like that. So that's the Partners in Learning site, and as you scroll down, you'll see you can search for resources by subject or age level and by tool, by technology type.
And this is where we're going to host the guides to using Office 365, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
On the Partners in Learning site. And there'll be an announcement going out about that over the next couple of weeks, apparently. So
yes.
Look out for that on the Partners in Learning site.
There it is. It's on the PowerPoint slides. If they follow that, if you click on that link, it will take you to the
login page.
To the login page, and after the login page, this site has been set up by Angela, who's online. Thanks so much, Angela, for that. There's the Office 365 provisioning guide. When you click on that one, open it up. Oh no, file error.
We can't open PDFs.
Oh,
we can't open
PDFs.
It's something peculiar to do with the technology that we're using today. So, but if you click on that link, that will take you straight through to the guide.
Yeah. Sure.
And I think I've got it on. If we go to my screen, this is the guide. You can see it's all there. All you've got to do is follow your way through all the different sections. And gives you a complete guide to how to set up Office 365, and that will be in the Pill on the Pill Network site when you log on yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. I don't know if there's anything else.
Well, yeah. I mean, where would somebody go now if they wanted to try using Office 365? If they wanted to play about with it, I noticed the link's been posted on the Q&A site. But it's pretty easy to do, to go and set up a demo, isn't it?
So that's what I'm trying to do now. Go to Bing, and just go to Bing, type Office 365, and there you go.
And that takes you through to where you need to be.
And then you should find
I think we've put a dedicated link to the education portal on there.
Yeah.
I noticed that's been posted on there. So anybody who's watching, if they just go to the site, the Q&A site there, they'll see the link that will take them straight through. Where would you advise teachers to go and get advice if they want to talk to other teachers who've been using? Would that be the PIL network?
So I would suggest a few things. The setup in South Africa, you have district officials, like we call them e-learning coordinators.
Yeah.
Those would be the first point of contact for most people in South Africa.
And in other countries?
I don't know in other countries, but I'm sure different countries, yeah, well, different countries have different systems, but I'm sure within their education system, there would be people dealing with e-learning.
And I guess if you go online on any on social networks, you should be able to find other teachers who are using Office 365 in education who can give some help and advice, yeah?
Absolutely.
So there are lots of sources, I think, if we want to go and play, and we'd encourage you to do that, wouldn't we?
And of course, the MVA the site.
Yes,
I'm sure we'll be running more and more of this similar Office 365 courses. So.
And if you found today to be a bit of a whirlwind through Office 365, of course, these courses that we've covered today will be being posted online on the Microsoft Virtual Academy for Africa site over the coming weeks. So they're there to refer back to.
Cool.
Well, it's been fun, hasn't it, Victor?
It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
We've covered a lot.
Had a few jokes.
Yep. But what we really hope is that it's encouraged you to go and try Office 365.
Yes.
We hope it's demystified Office 365 a little bit. We hope that we've shown you some examples of how it could be used in classrooms and in your education institutions, and how it might be a part of this whole journey of education transformation towards a 21st century individual personalized learning.
Yeah, and we are aware the first few days it will be a little bit difficult if you're new to the platform, but I think it will get easier.
So
get used to it.
Stick with it, you'll get there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Victor.
Thanks so much, Jay, it's been great.
And we'll see you again soon.
Thanks so much.